She has obtained various honors, among which we can single out that received from the National Academy of Architecture. She is a member of ICOMOS. She has lectured widely internationally on the subject of modern Mexican architecture and published also in various international journals. It's a real pleasure to have her here with us today. Please join me in welcoming Luis Noel.
Thank you for having me here. I'm happy to join in this company of very interesting and very knowledgeable colleagues. And I thank UTEC and MoMA for making it possible. I would also like to thank, in a large way, people that helped me also to be here. Much more morally, you might say, which are all my colleagues from Docomomo that have walked me and helped me work around the ideas of modernity, and my colleagues from the Universidad de Yucatán that have made possible for me many visits to the place, and thus I'm able to talk a bit today about the architecture of Yucatán. Then now I pass to Spanish, like the title of my talk, Modernidad en el Caribe Mexicano. Cuando me pidieron hablar sobre la modernidad, y yo personalmente vivo a 2,200 metros de altura en medio de un país como México, difícilmente entiendo que eso sea el Caribe.
That this is the Caribbean.
I
began to think and came to the conclusion that I had to make some very special reference to the Caribbean area, which is the Caribbean part of Mexico, Yucatán. There is a part which is perhaps morally feels itself Caribbean. It's a Veracruz area because its closeness to Cuba.
However,
geographically, Yucatán is what it is in its zone. It is also the least known area, and so I thought that it would be interesting for you, and this is what I'll try to do today, let you know what is happening in modernity in Yucatán and tell you part how it fits in with this larger framework in Mexican architecture during the first half of the 20th century.
It's obvious,
as others have said before me, that the novel proposals of earlier centuries of U.S. and Europe came to Mexico. They came to Mexico, but in Mexico, there was a very special circumstance which gave them a special feature to this influence. This is, I speak of the Mexican Revolution, this movement, social, which was a movement that was very powerful in between 1910 and 1920. And the result of this was a mindset, a series of responses in the different areas, but which had a very clear response, very visible in artistic architecture. On the one hand, a very strong and special nationalism, and on the other hand, a social awareness, and I shall try to show how it worked out. In Mexico, we have a date of the birth of modern architecture, of the modern movement in 1925, with the construction of the great Granja Sanitaria. This is a space where we had a series of tables with these animals, cattle, horses, to do. It was very modern, and we considered it the father of contemporary medical architect José Bian García. He is not only the pioneer, the first, the initiate, officially creator of this movement, because he was lucky enough, or it was a coincidence, that he was the first creator, builder of a contemporary space, but it was because of a basic question, which is that of his presence in the classrooms and his work on the subject of the theory of architecture. We have studied this at length, his theory of architecture. He Villagrán, in his classes, which subsequently he was professor of theory in architecture in the only school of architecture in Mexico at that time for many years, which was in the National University from 1926 until his death in 1980. Virtually all architectures of Mexico were students of his, and the basic proposal of his theory was, on the one hand, that we had to have Mexican architecture, national Mexican architecture. This was a fundamental issue: how to come up with an architecture which had all these new contributions, which were obvious in our faces, how to bring them into architecture. We had to leave eclecticism aside, but at the same time, which would tell us how to solve this problem in this country, which had just come out of a revolution, and for him, nationalism was to go along the path of a social response. And to these values, which we all know of architecture, what are the value of the beauty, the value of structure, the value of the functionality, usefulness, they had another basic value, which is the social value, the human dimension and the social commitment to see, look beyond, to see that an architectural work, official or private, should have a benefit in a broader space. And this is what we'll have to have a very important result, a very significant within the Mexican architecture at that time. Although in its form, many of these we see forms and styles, patterns, which there's this social commitment within, which is, for example, the first tubular TB hospital in Mexico, where there's direct work with doctors. It is not just a question of putting up a building, it is a building which responds to the way they treat the patients at the time, the response which their first students will give to architecture, such as Juan Legarreta and the Sobrero House. This is the design which won him a prize. There were three workers' houses. With this, he had to find out how the workers lived and find a response to his lifestyle here. In this case, having seen and learned how they lived, how in the afternoon after working in the fields, they put their chairs out in the streets, and so in these workers' houses, he put their chairs outside the houses. And this is what we see in many of the works. Another of these first students, Juan O'Gorman, he was very influenced by Le Corbusier, but he was very interested in building schools and the rationalization of the school space for the greatest benefit of the students. In addition, he added a number of concepts of the time. We have to say that these were the major concerns at that time, historical claims is that the Mexicans, especially the architects, realized that they had to solve the problems of housing, of education, and health. And we see how these three, first three students of Villagrán and Villagrán himself dealt most particularly with seeking novel solutions in these three areas. One of these, Carlos Leduc, in a school in Colima, has a series of basic characteristics. For example, this one we have just seen is a building which allows them to have a space for the kids when they come out to play in the midday. Can play, not in the sun, but under a shelter. So they did need an auditorium, they had to be there. Leduc built hospitals in remote areas. He was very careful in designing for these buildings. In 1942, there was a group of architects headed by Villagrán himself, and Mario Pani decided to have two groups of studies. On the one hand, the CAFE, Administrative Committee of the Federal Committee of School Building, which is a federal program to build schools throughout the country. And not only just to build schools, but to study what type of school in what towns and cities they should place them. This is one of them. Those produced because major architects were sent out for a two-year period to the different states in the country. This is the type of study that they carried out. There are lots of kindergarten, rural schools, city schools, and how many inhabitants. And so that is when we began to look closely at the peninsula of Yucatán. Ramos, who was sent to Campeche, would propose this type of rural school for Campeche. Schools where you had ventilation, cross ventilation, the use of jalousies so that you could have good windows for ventilation and lighting and leaving outside the heat through isolation and the work done on all of this in this area, especially. What interested me is to see how they were very careful and very careful, meticulous in seeing to look at the interior and leave, have a good design in the lower part of this illustration of the protecting windows. This is what we see, that they were going to have a series of architects in Yucatán. This is where we see that is in Quintana Roo, in Bacalar, as school by Jorge Bella, of this proposal design based on the spirit of seeking solutions in each entity, not only choose schools that they needed, the specific type of building that they should put up, best adapted to the environment and the students of that area. This is a part also of these projects for Quintana Roo. This is in Tabasco by Vasquez. This too is a structure on piles for this kind of problem where you have floods constantly in the area and they use material such wood, which is much easier to find in that area. En Yucatán,
vamos a ver que hay una participación
that there is
local,
local participation because it is the only place where we find some architects, local architects. The problem of this school built in Yucatán in the spirit of building schools throughout the country.
También se hacen algunos hospitales.
Some hospitals were built. There's another architect,
Carlos Castillo
Montes Loca. Here we have a hospital. I only have photographs from the archives, but which show the work done with light and orientation with ventilation at that time.
También en esa época, en ese momento, lo hemos visto aquí, en que de manera paralela a este movimiento, la arquitectura contemporánea,
there was contemporary architecture. We have Art Deco. This is a part of a decoration on
a
contemporary structure, obviously modern. By Juan Segura in Mexico, the presence of the science, which is obvious. Important,
Francisco Serrano,
and which in areas like Yucatán will,
have
a cine Cantarell, which is part two of a great idea of modernity, adapting buildings to the novelties of cinemas. This is Cine Selem in Campeche,
where
it is important, interesting to note that they have put all these lights which allow for ventilation inside the building and which also protect the spaces. I still think that there is a very important presence, this deco, which could call an exotic deco, done by one of the two architectures I mentioned before, briefly, from Yucatán. The first is Manuel Amarilis, who studied in the Special School of Architecture in Paris,
and
when he returning, he was dazzled by the Mayan architecture, included in a series of buildings which he designed,
quite contemporary,
modern, but he married this entrance with this deco, and it was easy to design them because all these geometric components, but he kept the stele and the other features of the Mayan architecture, these plumed serpents, ideas of and with other Mayan elements when he was restoring this, which was a hospital, which is now a part of the foreign extensions of the National University of Mexico.
This famous Parque Las Américas, America's Park,
which is very interesting because of the work done in Manuel Amarilis, not only decorations of Mayan decoration, but the idea of an open air auditorium, so allowed people to, at night, to hold functions, activities, when they could be held outside and enjoy the lovely climate in this area.
La fuente con todos estos
the source with all these elements, what is really interesting to me here in Amarilis' work is that is the library, despite all the Spanish influence
and the Maya
work, which we have studied all these things,
pero en entender que esta biblioteca,
this library,
en un parque, in
a park, should have a reading room outside to understand the benefits of the climate. This is important,
and
the contributions of modernism in an area like Yucatán, which for an architect like him de la cultura local,
he used, he took advantage of the local culture,
and
he
understood
modernity
and
knew how to answer local issues that had to do with sun, ventilation.
As
along the same lines, another architect we know very little of, Vancini, built the people's house,
and
what I like is that inside this house there's an
auditorium
which is completely open, which makes it possible to hold functions
in a normal theater, but with constant ventilation.
These are solutions which could be given at a time when air conditioning had yet not been brought there and couldn't have it in this space, a public space. Then there were issues such as this search for what we'll call a new colonial married to Art Deco.
There's
Carlos Castillo Montes Yoka. He studied in the United States,
and
he came up with works like this at the Model School, looking always for solutions, taking into account the climate. And lastly, as part of a current
of
international
architecture,
our teacher Alves is one of the
comments,
like Juan Sordo Magallano, we find here works
which
I think should be mentioned. This is one in Veracruz, which originally was the Bank of Mexico building now. It's a Pemex now. Pemex owns it.
Carlos Lasso
realized that the building, covered building with glass, was not practical in a climate like that.
And he
had a series of open pergolas to protect the inside.
Francisco Artigas
in Mexico City,
he picks up a lot of the tradition of Roy,
also of Richard Neusche, who had a strong influence in Mexico. What we find is that in the 60s, an architect who is also very interesting and virtually unknown as an architect, Fernando García Ponce.
Now,
he's an artist. He's more an artist, I think. He was very popular in Mexico as a painter. He lived in Mexico City.
Part
of the time, he lived in Yucatan,
had
studied architecture, and when he was in Yucatan, he did architecture, and in Mexico City, he painted.
Part of his
painting is what is well known, and his architectural side is not really well known. But he had very interesting projects, such as a hospital in Mérida, which he built. But it is now in such a state of despair that I couldn't take any photos. But as we see, on the one hand, in the very design of this space, you can see the artist coming out with these perspectives, fantastic perspectives. But then, on the other hand, when you study, we don't have a lot of time to explain it all to you, but this clinic used a series of space, you see here in gray, with plants, gives it an idea of a clinic, which is really agreeable, and very a lot of houses which follow this idea of international architecture, the style of the moment, but still being very careful to use the good orientations of the presence of vegetation, and all of this which Bruno explained with great clarity, and can be seen in the work of this man, one of his great secrets kept by many of the entities of Mexico.
Muchísimo por estudiar.
And we have to study a lot still. Thank you very much.